Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
From restaurant openings and discounts on bars and hotels to beauty and fashion offers, Sherlock's partners with London's best venues, suppliers and brands to bring its VIPs exclusive monthly offers. And this month, we're offering new annual sign-ups a free Kate Somerville exfoliating treatment worth £72. Or you can trial VIP and get 2 months free access using the code VIPX2 at checkout. For more information, visit sherlocksvip.com. Hello and welcome to the Sherlock's Weekly Highlights podcast with me, Georgie Corridge-Cole. This week I'm joined by Pascal Day, Lou Huff, and welcome Polly to your first Sherlock's podcast.
Thank you.
Polly's there. You've done the show.
Yes, done the show.
Done it all now.
Yeah, my milestone's ticked off.
It is Friday, I'm feeling a bit hoarse, ready for the weekend.
Yeah, last night.
Yeah, definitely.
I just went to some girlfriends for supper, but
okay.
I know, I definitely had one glass too many ways. Anyway, on the subject of girlfriends, we wrote a piece on the site about Palma being a great destination for a girly getaway. I went a few weeks ago with a girlfriend, and who knew Palma was such a great place to go? Has anyone been?
No, I've not been, but heard really good things. Feel like it's supposed to go this summer.
I was actually meant to be going with my mum earlier in the year, and we didn't manage to make it work, so we're hoping to go later in the year. But I'm so pleased that you loved it so much, because I was a bit like, well, I'm not sure, like, what kind of things are going to be like? But now I'm dead set on going.
Yeah, I wasn't sure either. I didn't really know what to expect. But it's beautiful. The old part of the town is so beautiful. The architecture is incredible. The cathedral is one of the most impressive cathedrals I've ever seen. I have to confess, we got there at 5:10 and it was shut. Anyway, even from the outside, it was totally beautiful. And actually, the hotel we stayed in, which was called Hotel Saint Francesc, which I really recommend, which had a rooftop and lots of other sort of girly getaways. You can see there's little groups of girls on the rooftop. You literally lie up there next to one cathedral with another cathedral sort of opposite and another one you can see. So you see this architecture everywhere. It's really amazing.
Wow.
And cool restaurants.
So it's not beachy then?
There are beaches.
Like, oh, okay.
There are beaches.
Is it like a hen place or more just like girly trip place?
We didn't see any hens. Saw one in the airport. I don't think they'd been where we'd been, put it that way. But it's nice, quite civilised, you know, quite small to potter around in, but, you know, not tiny. Someone said it's like a sort of small Barcelona. You can see the balances.
Yeah.
And nice shops. And
I'll totally go back.
So nice.
Yeah.
I feel like Charlotte will be so proud of all this, like, Mallorca love.
Yeah.
I also just got back recently and we stayed in the most beautiful hotel on the northeast of the island called Hotel Predi Saint-Germain. It's one of the Mr. and Mrs. Smith ones. And it was gorgeous. And again, so nice if you're just kind of looking for a bit of a getaway. Really chilled. The restaurant is Michelin star chef. And they've got a sort of fancy one and then a more relaxed casual one. So sort of by the pool. And it was so lovely. And I love Mallorca now. And it has really made me want to go back and explore more of the island. Because driving through is so stunning.
I feel like everyone's going there.
Yeah, I think I feel like it's the new Ibiza.
Definitely.
Well, we're going to talk about shoes now. Yeah. We're going to talk about the low-heeled strappy sandal trend that is everywhere this summer. I can't really get on board with that. I'm looking at you, Polly, because I think you're quite a fan of this trend. For people listening, it's that low block heel, not very sexy, not very flattering, but very on trend right now. How do you feel about it?
I think because it's so easy to wear, and I think because they're so strappy, they sort of feel delicate and elegant. But then if you've got the block heel, it's actually really comfortable and easy to wear all day and great for occasions even.
Definitely.
When you don't want to be tottering around in high heels and going into the grass.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I am not a massive heels wearer, so for me these are like the perfect middle ground, bit of like femininity but also the comfort factor, which is super important.
Charlotte and Olivia Wayne both have the same ones, which they rock.
Yeah,
I have to say,
they aren't block heel though, they've got the kitten heel ones from Zara, and now Zara have done a block version. So I think there are a variety of heel shapes, but I think it's the strappy nature of the shoe and also how high is kind of that kitten heel heel height, yeah. Which I remember years ago saying, oh, kitten heels. I will never wear kitten heels, as I've said about skinny jeans, flares.
Never say never.
Exactly. They always come back around.
Well, the brand to know is By Far. If you are in the market for them, either go to Zara, or if you've got more money to spend, go to By Far. They're available in Net-a-Porter. Let's talk about dungarees. They're not for me either. I wish they were. I sort of see them on other people and think, oh, I just can't do it. But I love that they're still around all these years on, and I think they look really cool, but just not a fan. Pascal, you're nodding. Where do you stand on the dungaree?
I think I'm the same. I think they look really cool on other people, but not for me.
Do you feel the same about boiler suits, jumpsuits, play suits?
No, I like a boiler suit.
Okay.
I own a couple of jumpsuits. I actually just look better in two pieces.
Okay.
Because I'm tall, it's just a lot of fabric in one go.
I love a dungaree, actually. I quite like a sort of a romper. That sort of channels into my five-year-old styling. Yesterday we were looking at Bug Blog wearing the matching frilly Freya and Lily romper with...
I mean, that's probably the best Instagram picture ever, isn't it? I mean,
I've not seen it.
Oh my God, it's so cute.
Her on the beach.
Okay.
In Ibiza. It's just taken from the back. It's her on the little girl there.
Check it out.
These matching Freya Lily dungarees. And actually, I do want those dungarees.
Yeah, they're really cute. I don't know. I think there's something quite cool about this.
They're done feminine. They've got a frill.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They're not like a strap it over and plug it in.
There's definitely a way to wear them. And I think there's a variety of different shapes and styles. I think you don't want to go skinny in the leg. And I hate it when you've also got like one strap hanging down and one's over the top, like the proper old school wear with the buckle.
Yeah. The Oshkosh. I think this is, I'm just put off for life by having worn Oshkosh as a child.
Yeah. I think they can be styled in a cool way. Gail Rinkoff loves a dungaree and she looks really cool in them. And that was the thing she had when we went through her wardrobe tour that she said she would save from the fire, and she wears the most.
How many pairs do you own?
I own two.
I've never seen you in a pair of dungarees.
No, it's the type of thing I don't think I would wear to work. I've got a black pair, which I once wore when I worked at a previous job, and all of the guys were like, where's your paintbrush? And just kept saying such irritating comments. I was like, I'm just not going to wear these. Yeah. This is really irritating.
We'll get that here.
No.
They're irritating, guys. That. Polly, dungarees?
I kind of have a love-hate relationship with them. Like, I think when they're styled well, they can be great. But for me personally, I find them quite hard. I think they're not super flattering if you're more like bottom heavy, which I definitely feel like I am, but I like the kind of flared styled ones, you know, like Alexa Chung vibe and the nice frilly blouse company.
Yes, actually I think that's the key, isn't it? Like a cord dungaree with a frilly blouse underneath.
Love that.
Can look really feminine. In fact, Anna Mason, I think she does some amazing dungarees. I mean, you know, sell your dog first, but they really are quite cool. But I think you need to bring that femininity into them. Anyway, you did a piece, didn't you?
I did, yes.
Five ways to
which was fun to do, because like, really my previous views on them were a bit sort of like, well, I'm not so sure, but I think when you have a think about it and you go for the right shades and the right shapes, they're definitely
I think
wearable.
Automatically people think of denim, whereas actually you can get some really beautiful linen ones at the moment, or just kind of a really fine black cotton pair, and just be, you know, a bit loose and
I don't know if I could do linen. I'd feel like Meryl Streep and Mamma Mia.
Really? I love linen.
Anyway, we're going to talk about house cleansing now. You might think I've lost the plot. My friends think I've lost the plot. It is actually down to my husband that we had our new house cleansed, smudged, it's also called, just after we moved in. It had a bit of history, shall we say.
Ooh.
No, I mean, no one died, but it just didn't have a very happy ending for the family that lived there before us. As I said, nobody died, but they did get divorced. And my husband said, what are we doing? We're leaving our house where we're really happy and I don't want to get divorced. This woman who's helping, she went, we'll get it cleansed. I'm like, what's that? She said, you need to get it saged. So anyway, off I go to Google. Complete coincidence, I actually knew the woman on Google that I found. He used to work in e-commerce and is now a trained Reiki house cleanser. But anyway, she arrived with her bag of crystals. She sort of lays them out in a certain formation. And then she went into every room in the house and burnt white sage, rang some bells.
I'm quite surprised by this, because you aren't normally the one for this type of alternative therapy.
I am the most cynical, skeptical person you've ever known.
Any sort of crystal story, Georgie's like, no,
I'm not doing any crystals. But I had this guy doing some work in the house, and he came to me and he goes, what is going on? It's like Notre Dame up there. Bells ringing. I was like, don't make me laugh. She can't hear me knock, because that's really disrespectful.
What sort of bells? Like large bells, like, or little?
Honestly.
Did your house, like, smell?
Yes, of burnt sage. And actually, this woman who's helping me with the house, she is really into that kind of thing. And she said it wafts around, it stays for a while. But the idea is that it clings to all the negative energy and... You know.
Do you feel better now as a result?
Well, I did say that the first night we moved in there, we didn't sleep a wink. That's also because we're sleeping on the main road and we've got to change the windows and they're single glazing.
Mm.
So that doesn't help. And then the house cleanser came.
Mm.
Night two, slept like a baby. I was also broken because I'd been unpacking boxes. And actually, I haven't had any problems sleeping ever since. Mm. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
And it's funny you talk about it. And quite a few people, I put it on Instagram actually, and quite a few people messaged me saying, I'm totally into that. I love that you did that. Tamara here, she was like, I'm all over that kind of thing.
Mm.
But you didn't, like, follow her around each room?
No.
She wasn't like, this one's got bad juju?
She did. She said the top rooms had bad energy.
I mean, really?
They were also the rankest, and they've now been ripped out. So anyway, it's pretty interesting, and it has all sorts of benefits. And you don't just have to do it when you buy a new house. You know, if you feel like you need a fresh start, or you're at the end of a relationship, or things haven't been going well for you lately, they come in and do it, and it's just a way to cleanse the bad energy away. I don't know, or maybe it just makes you feel like you've cleansed it and you can move on, you know?
Yeah.
It's just a mental process.
Yeah, I think whether it is real or not, having that association that something is being done to cleanse and remove bad karma is quite good for you in your mindset anyway.
As a process, I can get my head around that. But apparently the sage that they burn... is actually good for depression because it actually kills bacteria, and that in turn, bad bacteria lifts your mood and can give you more clarity.
And we're not talking like household kitchen sage. Are we talking like a special kind of sage that they're burning?
Oh no, it's quite hocus pocus. It's like witchcraft.
I'm very interested in this.
It's interesting, isn't it? Well, you wrote this piece about it.
I did, yeah.
And I genuinely am fascinated. She's also very into Reiki and things like that. She said that she has cured people's nut allergies through Reiki.
Wow. Oh,
I wouldn't trust that.
Well, you can't. You mean you can try it?
I get the energy thing, but a peanut allergy, I feel like I don't know if I could.
It's very genetic, right?
But you also can't make that up. If someone comes in and can't eat a peanut and then they can eat a peanut, you can't argue with that, can you?
That's true.
Anyway, I think it's fascinating. And she actually left a crystal for me.
Oh, have you kept away a bit?
No, I've got it in the kitchen cupboard, and she said
I think you need to have it out.
Well, she said if you ever feel stress, just rub it between your hands. Anyway, I had quite a stressful day the other day. I actually got it out of the cupboard and rubbed it between my hands.
Did you feel better?
Yeah, I did, actually. I mean, I think it's just because I just stopped and did something and was like, don't panic. Anyway, this might be the start of something.
Yeah. You're a changed woman.
Yeah. On the topic of homes, in the UK, did you know a burglary happens every 40 seconds? Shocking stats, which reminds us we need to be vigilant about protecting our homes. And Pascal, you wrote this piece, 8 Ways to Safeguard Your Home.
Yep.
You chatted to various experts. I'm a big believer in security. My husband is absolutely neurotic about it, which is great. It's amazing. The house we moved into, they never use their burglar alarm. I mean, it hadn't been used for years.
Yeah.
How can you not use a burglar alarm?
My parents are like that. So we're really hot on, like, security of our house. Every time we put the alarm on, every time we both leave. My parents, I guess maybe because they don't live in London, don't ever put the alarm on unless they're going on holiday, which I find quite baffling. Like, it takes 2 seconds.
We put the alarm on if we literally go around the corner to post a letter. Always. So do you have an alarm?
We do, yeah.
And do you have a house or a flat?
A house.
Okay.
And we have, like, notifications on our phone. So if the alarm goes off, you get a thing going.
Do you have an alarm, Pascal?
No. No one wants to rob me. I don't have anything good. Like, we're top floor flat anyway, so don't really need it.
The other thing to do is check your locks. Statistics show that 3 out of 10 burglaries occur without intruders needing to use force by taking advantage of open or weak locks. 40% of all break-ins occur through the front door.
Yeah.
But also that most burglaries happen between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m.
Really?
Yeah, during the day.
I guess that makes sense because that's when people are out at work.
Yeah.
Like, it's much easier to do it then than when people are asleep at night. But you always assume it's going to be then, don't you?
Yeah, and actually I think of burglaries that I hear about. I know someone who was burgled, and the burglar came into her house, started eating her food. He ate a bar of chocolate. He was just in the house when she came back.
Oh my God. It's unbelievable. It's very intrusive, isn't it? Not least because you had your stuff stolen, but feeling like someone's been in your house.
Yeah. I've always said if I get a burglar, I'll have to move. Anyway, other tips on the piece were to get to grips with timers. Timer light for your lights. That's a good one. If you're out for the evening or you're going on holiday, one of the best things you can invest in is a timer for your lights. There are two ways you can do this. Either you can control it with your smartphone, or the light can simply be triggered by a timer. That's clever. Or you could just do what Macaulay Culkin did and set up a movie to play together.
That's really all you need to know.
Close your windows. Obviously, think before you bin. They window shop through your home by looking at what you put in the rubbish. Do you always rip everything up before you put it in the bin?
My bin isn't outside my house, so it's okay, I think. But I would.
I do. I literally rip up any sort of interesting piece of paper so many times. So I'm like, hey, could they try and like put this together?
Do you know, I can believe you.
Yeah.
I have an alarm, but she is shredding.
And my boyfriend is like so casual. She just like throws things in the bin. I'm like, babe, like, do you know there's important information on there? Like, you need to rip that up.
Yeah. Any other measures that anyone takes?
I've got a one of those doorbell things that's got a camera on it. So I guess you can see if someone's in front of your house, which is quite
a
good
thing. That's cool.
I mean,
is it an app on your phone?
It's an app on my phone. So if someone rings my doorbell and someone's delivering something, I can talk to them on my phone and say, can you leave it in the postbox?
Oh, yes, Olivia Wayne has that. What's it called?
So good. Ring.
Yes, Ring. I need to get that.
Again, my husband is neurotic, so we have those. But actually, it's been really, really helpful.
Yeah, would recommend that is really good.
For sure. Worth it.
Also, not having hedges, I think. On a row we lived on quite a few years ago now, there was one house with a hedge, and a lot of burglaries happened through the front bay windows, and they had a hedge. It's the only road with a hedge, and they got in through there. No one could see that they were basically forcing their way through.
I never thought that.
Do you have a hedge?
Don't have a hedge.
Phew, actually. There you go.
Thank God for that.
Tick, tick, tick. Lots of gold stars for Polly. From bouncy curls to relaxed waves, hair tongs are a must-have. So if you don't own any tongs, you should do. My favourite is probably GHD. But we have also teamed up with Cloud9 lately to road test their new micro wand, which actually is great. And we produced a really good video with Ree Meyer and Bella tonging their hair. Anyway, check it out. It's on the site now. I think it's one of these things people say, how do you tong hair? How do you tong hair? It's just practice.
Mm.
Can you tong your own hair, Pascal?
I've never used a tong, I have to say.
Have you not?
No. But you've got a dab hand with a straightener.
Oh, yeah, I can do it with a straightener. Or not with the top. Well,
I was going to say, I've seen you with waves, with beachy waves.
I've seen you doing other people's hair.
Didn't you announce once you were quite good at doing other people's hair? Yeah.
I didn't say that myself.
It's been said about me. I haven't said it myself. People do say I'm terribly good at doing other people's hair.
Some might say I'm the best.
No one likes a bragger. It's others. Anyway.
But yeah, try a tong, I think. Like,
I think it's about time you tried a tong, Pascal.
Yeah, I can get on board with that.
They might say you are in the wrong career. Try a tong.
Yeah, I don't want to put words in people's mouths, but yes.
You're known to be quite good with that. Well, in that case, it's about time you got yourself a tong, Pascal, I would say. Anyway, the new micro wand from Cloud9, it's very good. Are you a GHD girl?
Yeah, I'm also a straightener GHD gal. Because I love a wave, love a beachy wave, so maybe I could really up my game by getting some tongs.
So what do you use then?
Just a pair of straighteners.
You do, don't you? So you've just done a video with Foreo, so we're also doing some work with Foreo at the moment.
Yes.
Love that product. There's a video of Polly doing her post-workout beauty routine.
Mm.
And in it, you do my trick, which is wash the front of your hair, don't wash the whole lot.
It's a game changer.
Have you done that before?
I mean, not until you said it.
It's good.
I was always like a full head washer or, you know, dry shampoo, but it really does change the game.
It really does.
Yeah.
My mum taught me that. Don't wash your hair every day. Just take the front bit under the tap or in the shower, and then you only need to wash your hair every other day.
Yeah, clever.
Anyway, and if you've been sweating, it's a really good way to.
Mm,
but you in the video, tong. Yeah. And I was like, oh, she does that well.
Oh, thanks.
Polly's actually got a hair tutorial on Instagram Live, and which has got like so many views and so many comments. And literally, when I've got Instagram, it's like the Polly Sayer method. The Polly Sayer method.
So it's really?
One to watch. Yeah.
My problem with straighteners is that you can't turn them, so the line is not as natural.
Well, I just kind of pull it down, do you know what I mean? And then it feels a bit more smooth, but but I use a couple of different techniques with the straightener. It's quite versatile, I think. But
well, to find out more, visit at PollyVisa on Instagram.
Check it out.
Are you going to be watching your tutorial?
Thanks.
Lou, do you ever tone your hair? It's not really necessary, is it?
Great natural wave.
Yeah, but it's very random. Sometimes around the back underneath there'll be sort of a ringlet, and then there'll be a real wave, then there's a straight bit. So perhaps if I wanted to make it look a little bit more uniform, then, you know, the help of a tong might help me. But no, generally I go pretty natural.
Lucky you.
The dream.
Well, yeah, I think it's all about a tong personally versus a straightener. I think it's just practice. A hairdresser said to me once, practice without the tong on, wrapping the hair around. And they said never. Unless you've got really long hair, only go round the tong sort of twice and leave the end straight.
Yeah, I think that's key, leaving a little bit at the end. Otherwise, it looks too ringlety, doesn't it?
And also not starting too high.
Yeah. Definitely don't start above eye level, someone said to me.
Yeah, I think that's a good tip.
Keep the end straight. And actually, great tip, which I picked up from Charlotte. If it's overdone, just run the straighteners over it to take out some of the curl, which is a really good tip.
Also, she one of my friends told me that if you're like the top of your hair is a bit frizzy, which mine is definitely partial to, if you just run the tong over the top, it just takes away that layer of frizz at the top.
That's a good tip. That is a good tip. Carrot juice. Apparently, carrot juice could be your new health hero. What do you feel about carrot juice?
Is that just like the new celery juice? I don't know, man. Like,
I'm more into carrot than celery.
Yeah, I mean, celery juice.
Mm. I'm not very good with like a pure vegetable juice, but vegetable mixed with a bit of fruit, like a carrot, apple, and ginger. Delicious. Bit like I'm getting the health benefits of the carrot, but it's not too rooty.
Yes. Yeah. So. It'd be like cold carrot puree.
Not so keen.
Anyway, apparently, it's very, very good for you. It enhances your digestive health. Protects your eyes, gives you a high source of antioxidants, boosts your immunity. It's good for oral health, promotes skin and wound healing, and improves your brain health and cognitive function. Personally, I'd just rather have some carrots and hummus.
Yeah, yeah. So does it have to be in juice form, or is it just carrots in general?
I think a carrot stick will do. I lie, I ate an entire bag of carrots. I felt so bloated up on the train on the way back from Norfolk.
Apparently those bags of carrots where it's like the little batons are, they're not one carrot that's cut into little batons. It's like processed.
I've always thought they're very smooth.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Like processed like cut-offs that are then genetically made into
creepy, isn't it?
That explains why they taste a bit watery sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't really like those bags of carrots.
No, I absolutely
they never taste the same.
No, no, they don't.
You can't get a really watery one. You're like,
and you don't even need to bite it.
It's like anything that's pre-chopped or like cheese that's pre-grated. It's just not as good as
nothing upsets you more than a little bag like boots to them of apple slices. Like is so lazy. An apple. I don't understand it at all.
Yeah, it's true. The only thing is it should be washed. But someone told me once about hygiene factors with pre-chopped food.
Oh yeah, but that's going to be washed like how long ago and packed by whoever?
Did you see Waitrose got into trouble recently because they're now selling like pre-peeled garlic cloves, which is obviously lazy, like peak lazy.
Oh, the lazy garlic though is just frozen. Do you ever buy that stuff?
No.
Frozen herbs, that's great. You can buy bags.
I think that's okay.
You can buy bags of frozen coriander, chopped onion, loads of things. It's brilliant. A garlic one is really good because it's such a faff to wash up a garlic machine.
Yeah.
That's true.
It does always get in your fingers.
It smells for days, doesn't it?
Cut the ends off and peel it and then stick it in the... Oh, it's such a faff.
I just grate it. I find that's the easiest.
Oh, I always grate my nails.
Yeah, I'm always worried about my nails.
Carrots to breakfast. Wouldn't eat carrot for breakfast. I wouldn't want carrot juice for breakfast, I don't think.
No, as unless it was mixed with a bit of fruit.
Whether it's a fresh fruit smoothie or a full English, for most of us, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And if you're in agreement with that, then Breakfast the Cookbook might be right up your street. It's written by a New York food writer and culinary consultant, Emily Elsie Miller. It's got 400 amazing breakfast recipes. I've had a flick through. Things from simple bacon sarnies to Thai rice porridge. Are we breakfast fans?
Yes.
Yes.
Big breakfast fan.
Yes, yes. Pascal, you said you didn't used to be.
No, I didn't. But I think that's because I don't really like mornings. So I just never used to eat breakfast. But
why? Because that's just accepting the fact that it's morning. And
yeah. And like I'm normally late for everything. So I don't have time. But now on like a Saturday, I love a good breakfast. Like I feel like a good breakfast is a treat.
But do you have breakfast before you come to work?
I do, yeah. But it's normally just like fruit and yogurt every day. It's the same thing every day.
Fruit and yogurt, what fruit?
Strawberries and grapes with like Greek yogurt and then honey on top.
Ooh.
But then at the weekend, my boyfriend makes really good scrambled eggs. He's trying out like different types of scrambled eggs as well, like the French scrambled eggs and the American one and like the British.
What's the difference?
So the French like really puree it and it's like just smooth, whereas like American's quite chunky.
Puree it?
Yeah, it's weird. It's just smooth. It's like a semolina. It's very like.
I'm sure I feel about that.
I know, I'm like, or don't want to try that girl. One yet. And then he puts like chorizo, sourdough, a bit of parmesan. Oh,
delicious!
So good.
It's just got to be undercooked. Overcooked.
Leathery eggs are the worst, aren't they?
The worst.
Yeah.
Polly, tell us about your breakfast habits.
Well, I'm also a creature of habit. So in the week, Monday to Friday, I just have two boiled eggs for breakfast, like hard-boiled eggs.
And do
you? That feels really sad.
No, actually, you know what? I mean, it is quite sad, really. It's not an exciting breakfast. But
not even with soldiers or...
No, I don't have bread in the morning.
Okay.
Carbs for me in the morning are no-go.
Okay. Why?
I just think it's like not the right way for me to start the day. I feel like just straight protein is
good. You have exercised first?
Yes.
And then you have two hard-boiled eggs.
Yes.
Yeah. Does that fill you up till lunchtime?
Yeah, actually, surprisingly so. I might have like a banana at like 11 a.m.
So what is someone pepper?
What are you dipping in your egg?
I just have a hard-boiled egg and
like when they're really
straight
hot,
up,
so not runny.
Not runny. It's quite weird.
Holy.
That means I can have really fun lunches and dinners, and I don't feel guilty.
So
I
what
used
do you have
to
for
be,
lunch then?
I'll have like a salad with chicken.
I thought
usually.
You just said you
are
like
super healthy.
No, no, I'm not. So Monday to Friday, I eat well.
You are pretty healthy.
I am quite healthy, but then. At the weekends, I really go like hell for leather and just eat all the pastries. So that's my like way of balancing things out. So if I have a bit in the week, I just don't know when to stop.
So salad for lunch. Do you bring your salad in or do you buy it?
I go to Sainsbury's usually and buy like the salad bowl and then some chicken to add to it.
Supper?
Supper in the week will probably be like meat and some vegetables or like a stir fry or something. Eat quite a lot of like fish and prawns and stuff.
Do you cook every night your supper?
My husband or I will cook. Actually, it's probably usually him more because he gets home first. So I'll give him that.
Well, gosh, two hard-boiled eggs.
What do you have, Liv?
Great, it's a bit sad.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Breakfast is also my favourite meal of the day. Nothing beats like going on holiday. George and I were talking about this, and like a holiday buffet breakfast.
Oh.
It's just the dream.
Yeah.
Just you'll find me at like the pastry counter. We actually went to Jolene, and they do the best croissants ever. And I had the most incredible pain au chocolat on Saturday, and it was just a real treat. So yeah, that would be. Ideally, I would have croissant every day. Gail's is going to be opening around the corner very soon, and that is going to be tricky. I think it'll have to be a Friday treats for chocolate croissants. But then otherwise in the week, I would have the delicious Ella Butcher muesli. It's delicious.
Oh, you love that, don't
you? Yeah, it's really good. And then add some bran flakes or some banana or frozen blueberries or something just to mix it up.
Do you have that at home or here?
Yeah, always at home.
Well, you all know what I have for breakfast. Peanut butter
and corn thins.
Banana and corn thins. Every day.
That's a nice breakfast, I think.
Oh, it's the best. I literally leap out of bed in the morning.
Yeah.
So excited about my breakfast.
Yeah.
No joke. Like, every day I wake up excited about that I get to eat that.
Yeah.
I think that's a good motivation.
That's sad too, isn't it?
that's really sweet.
And always corn thins. Sometimes I'll have oat cakes with, you know,
oh, no. Don't like oat cakes. No.
Why not?
Don't like them. Don't like the taste.
I think I've tried a corn
thin.
But then you also like a porridge for your lunch.
I do. This is my new thing.
Mm. So now breakfast for lunch.
Mm. I know. That's how much I love breakfast. So occasionally at the weekend, I mix it up and I don't have corn thins, peanut butter and banana. I have porridge. And for lunch, I quite often...
Corn thins.
I have porridge though here now.
Yeah.
I do because otherwise I just snack and then I'm hungry for the whole day. So actually I quite now have... Those little porridge pots, I have two of those, and actually it's brilliant because it means I'm actually eating something that's going to fill me up for a while as opposed to just eating popcorn and hippies.
Yeah. Have you tried the Pret porridge? It's next level good. I mean, they must put loads of cream in it or something, but it's very good. Would recommend.
Well, I feel like our own breakfast inspiration is not that impressive, but there are some really impressive recipes in this book. Do you ever have friends over for breakfast? I don't. I've got three children, and that does not work. But as millennials, do you ever entertain and and give your guests breakfast.
Not for breakfast, too early.
Yeah, it's a bit early, isn't it?
But would you have them at 12 and give them eggs?
I find like it's quite hard to do breakfast en masse if you're cooking things. Like, nothing is worse than cold eggs for me. So I think you have to...
overcooked scrambled eggs.
Yeah, so I think it's quite hard to organise that for like a big group. If there's sort of three of you, I can just about get around that. But then baked eggs, I think, is quite good for that attraction.
Oh, yeah,
that's
good.
So I've often had pancake parties and happy around for pancakes.
Well, I thought this book looked pretty epic, so check it out. The Corn Fritters.
Oh yeah, I love corn
Granger
fritters.
And Co. Sweet Corn Fritters. Absolutely mind-blowing.
Amazing.
Yeah,
what do they put on top? Eggs and
avocado, roasted tomatoes, and then bacon if you want to go meaty as well.
I just think you can't beat smoked salmon and really runny scrambled eggs.
Yeah, that's always my go-to.
I just don't think there's anything better. Sunday night supper. My family are big egg eaters on a Sunday night.
On a Sunday night.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Yeah. Let's talk about the best Lidos in London. Lou.
Love a Lido. So I live really close to Brockwell Lido, which is super old school. It's like a 50 metre swimming pool, a real like length. It's pretty cold. It's not heated. So it's hardcore. But you can sit around the outside. They've got a lovely cafe. So that's cool. And then also there's one in Bristol, which is my go-to every time I go back.
Yes. Can I interject here and say... the readers that don't live in London who get cross with us and we only write about London, we hear you. And this piece...
the Bristol one's in there.
...has lots of Lidos. Bristol one is in there.
Bristol one is.
Plymouth, and Lewes, West Yorkshire, Penzance. You can go as far as Penzance.
Penzance one's amazing as well.
Hampshire, Cheltenham. There you go. Well done, whoever wrote this piece. Anyway, Bristol's your fave.
Bristol one's really cool. It's got like those old school changing booths with pastel coloured curtains along the front so you can get changed outside. And it's really beautiful. And then again, there's a restaurant alongside it. And you can go and sit outside in your dressing gown and just dip your feet in after you've had a treatment or do your lengths or just sit and chill.
Nice.
I have to confess, I've never been to a Lido.
What? Why?
Is a Lido just an outdoor swimming pool?
Yeah.
I think I went to one as a child. There used to be an outdoor swimming pool. Maybe I should go.
They seem quite old school and traditional. And
retro.
Yeah.
You got to wear your high-waisted 50s.
Exactly, in your swimming cap.
Yeah, I need to give it a go. There are loads. Hackney, Tooting Beck, Hampstead Heath. The Serpentine has a Lido.
Yeah.
Presumably you pay.
Yeah.
And can you go for the whole day?
Yeah, you pay for a day fee.
And you don't have to have like a membership.
You can also have a membership, I think, for keen swimmers who do it. You know, so many people swim before work. And I think it's so therapeutic. For me, I find swimming outside really cleansing and relaxing and amazing.
So you do lengths, do you?
Yeah, I love swimming so much.
I find it so boring.
Do you?
Oh,
no, I find it really... you just got to go quickly.
That's sort of good ammunition. The quicker I do this, the quicker it'll be done.
Don't mind the cold.
I think it's one of those things that once you're in, you get used to it and it's just quite exhilarating and good for the soul and good for the brain.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that at all. I just get really bored. I can do 10 minutes and I'm like,
but 10 minutes is better than no minutes.
Well, I know, but if I'm going to work out, I told you something, I can stick out for a bit longer. But you can get underwater headphones, can't you? So you can listen to things.
I've never tried that.
You did?
Yeah. Oh. And it had underwater headphones in there.
You just written a piece on the best headphones, haven't you?
I have, yeah.
What are the best headphones?
Well, for swimming, they're called Finnis Duo, and you can wear them underwater, and they've got little things on the side so you can change the song.
Is that very expensive?
Not really expensive, less than £100, I think.
But where's the music? Yeah, is it connected to your phone?
I was gonna ask you.
No, you put the songs on the thing. It's quite chunky. And they don't go in your ear, they like vibrate through your cheekbone.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's like weird how the sound gets into
what?
It.
What? There's nothing in your ear.
Can other people in the pool hear it?
No.
Because obviously hearing underwater is like really difficult.
Yeah, so I think that's why it doesn't go in your ear.
Oh, God, that's fascinating.
Yeah, it just like,
I guess if you're really into swimming, that would be quite a good thing to get, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I could do it if I could listen to something.
Yeah.
But then my only thing is, say you've got your headphones in and then there's like someone drowns and they blow the whistle, but you can't hear it because you've got your headphones on, so you're like swimming along.
Drowning, so it's all right.
But I guess it's like, you know, when you wear headphones out, you can still kind of like see what's going on and hear what's going on, maybe.
That's true.
But I do know what you mean.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be the person everyone hates at the pool.
No, certainly would not.
You're right. You might notice everyone evacuating quite quickly.
Ooh, empty today.
she doesn't mind the show. She's still going. Let's just leave her.
So dedicated.
Anyway, if you do want to try out a Lido, whether you live in London or not, there are lots on the list on the subject of swimming and fitness. We all know exercise is good for us, but sometimes it's all too easy to find an excuse. So we wrote a piece on the best workouts to suit different types of people so that excuses don't get in the way, i.e. if you can't get a babysitter, work out at home, use the fitness app Freeletics. Polly, I know you are, as I, a very keen worker outer.
Yes.
Do you ever find excuses not to?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. People like to think that you're like, oh, you work out all the time, but frequently will snooze my alarm if I have to get up in the morning and I'm just like not into it. I definitely find excuses, so we've all got them. Do you?
I'm pretty good, I have to say. It is my thing and I get the guilt if I haven't worked out 4 or 5 times a week.
That's good.
So a hangover. I can work out on a hangover, and sometimes if I've had a few drinks the night before, I'll work out because it will just clear it and then it's gone. If I've really got a hangover, like, you know, if I've been to a really fun party or something like that, then I won't, but I won't plan to. But I'll have made sure that I've done it enough days that week. So, yeah.
What do you do?
I do cardio and weights.
Right.
I watch something for... So that gets me there. The fact that I got Love Island at the moment to watch in the gym or something on Netflix, that really helps me. If I didn't have that to watch or really good podcasts to listen to, I would definitely find it harder. You know, this piece rounded up what type of exercise you should do depending on the kind of person you are. So it said, if you're not very fit at the moment, try Pilates. If you like to work really hard, try a cycle class or a spin class. If you're stuck for time, try running in your lunch break. If you get bored easily, try HIIT. And if you can't stand the gym, try swimming. Finally, if you like working out with friends, try a fun fitness class instead. Mm. Pascal, do you work out?
I used to work out a lot. Like, a couple of years ago, I was quite toned and quite fit, and I really enjoyed it. And then I just stopped going for, like, 2 weeks, and then I just didn't go again. I still got my gym membership.
But still paying?
Yeah.
And that's how they make all their money, because people are like, you need to stop your gym membership right now, Pascal.
My sister just quit her gym membership, and they were like, okay, well, you have to give 6 months' notice. So she has to pay for her gym for 6 months before she can leave it, which is madness.
What?
Yeah.
When did you last go to your gym?
Just before my holiday, so like 4 weeks ago.
No, that's not that long.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay. I thought we were talking 6 months.
Yeah, me too.
You paying gym membership, not going. I was like, I'm married to an accountant. That
I go sporadically, but I do want to get back into it because I do enjoy it. And I also love the swim.
I thought you'd say you were a swimmer.
Yeah, I do enjoy it. Bit backstroke.
Backstroke was my stroke.
Yeah, same.
I can't do backstroke. I just crash and fall.
You have to count from the flags.
Count from the flags?
Yeah, because if it was 50 metres, then you'd have to do the turn, and the tumble turn when you're doing backstroke is tricky.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to count.
Can you do it, though? Can you do it?
So you have to count from the flags how many strokes you do before you turn to then do your tumble to then get back.
The only stroke I can swim is breaststroke.
Okay. I find breaststroke so hard.
Front crawl, I can't really breathe. Backstroke, I just crash into the wall.
What do you mean you can't really breathe? Because you have to go to the side.
Oh, no.
Okay.
My coordination. I don't know why I find it so tricky. Never been able to do it. People are like, going so fast doing... I just cannot... It doesn't work. Butterfly, I mean, you're having a laugh. Who came up with that stupid stroke? It's not a stroke, really.
No one looks cool doing
that. I used to love butterfly at school because it's more like a weird, like, wiggle.
Yeah,
like
it's very odd, though.
But if it's done properly, it's so
impressive.
Oh, my God.
I mean, when the Olympics are on, you're like, wow.
Yeah,
it's an odd stroke.
It is odd.
Anyway, if you can't stand the gym, then try swimming. Well, next up today, I'm joined by Rosie Millen. nutritionist, otherwise known as Miss Nutritionist, and Carly Arbour, who is a fitness influencer. You can follow Carly at Body by Carly. You can follow Rosie at Miss Nutritionist. And I'm really excited to have you both on the podcast.
Thanks for having
today.
Us.
Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
And this is in aid of the Sheerluxe 4-week health and fitness challenge.
Indeed.
Which we have put together to get our readers re-inspired, kind of back on track,
yeah,
G'd up for the summer. This is not about, I have to say, beach body or any of that kind of nonsense. I feel like the whole world has moved on from that idea of, oh, it's summer, I've got to go on a crash diet, or
definitely,
I've got to go to the gym for weeks and weeks and weeks. I feel like we're just all a lot more sensible. But we thought it was a really fun thing to do, just to sort of get everybody on board. So tell me, Rosie, yeah, a bit about you,
yeah,
and what you do.
So I'm a nutritionist. I've been doing it for 10 years, but I specialise in energy and stress management because 5 years ago I basically collapsed in the park and I went home and I climbed into bed and stayed there for 3 years straight. Yeah, I couldn't move.
What?
Yeah, I couldn't even lift my head off the pillow. I was completely paralysed with exhaustion and it was because of stress. And you're probably wondering what the hell I was doing beforehand. But I was basically working like a freight train. You know, I was going 100 miles an hour, wasn't eating properly, wasn't sleeping properly, had so much stress going on at the same time. You know, and something was the straw that broke the camel's back and that was it. And my body was just like on shutdown mode. Went to the doctors. They said, there's nothing wrong with me. You're just depressed. So I burst into tears and I went home and I had to heal myself. So wow. I made so many changes, but everything was, you know, pointing to the same thing. It was clear that I had severe burnout. And I really had to change, you know, everything, my mindset, my diet, my lifestyle. I mean, it took me about 5 years to get back on my feet, but I'm 100% recovered now, which is why I feel so obligated to teach people about how to be energized, how to be healthy, you know, give them all these tips and actionables to be the best versions of themselves, because it sucks and I wouldn't wish it on anyone.
Yeah, yeah. God.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, you look amazing.
Thank
and you.
You
seem,
I feel amazing.
You look
now.
Healthy and
But you wouldn't believe what I used to look like. If you saw me 4 years ago, I looked so ill. And I can't believe how sick I was. So wow. It just goes to show how much stress can really affect you,
yeah,
and can totally ruin you if you're not careful.
Yeah, God, don't. That's a lesson to us,
yeah,
all. I know. I
absolutely
do worry about that, I have to say. Carly, tell me a bit about your story. You were the sort of classic yo-yo dieter,
yes,
weren't
yes.
you? You were saying when we first met.
Yes, so probably about 4 years ago, I fell into fitness. Before that, I was just the classic yo-yo dieter, had a really, really unhealthy lifestyle, but thought I was being healthy, which was probably the biggest issue for me, where I would crash diet before a holiday or an event coming up just to look good. After that, I would then just binge on anything that I wanted. And I just got into this cycle of repeatedly doing it, which has had a massive impact on my mental health and how I looked,
of course,
how I felt,
yeah,
about myself. And then I just fell into fitness. I joined the gym, I got a personal trainer, and I just loved it. I really, really got into it and I just learned all these new habits, these new tips, like nutrition advice, just really fell in love with moving my body and like seeing a change, but in a healthy way. Fast forward 4 years and I'm just a completely different person. I'm confident, I'm happy, I'm positive, I'm much stronger. I focus now on not just what I look like. If I put on a bit of weight, it doesn't matter. I still feel really good about myself. And that's probably the biggest change for me is my mindset.
Yeah. It's amazing the power that good food and exercise,
oh, definitely,
that combination, just how you feel about,
yeah,
yourself. And if you are eating crap and you're not doing any exercise and you are someone that's partial to feeling depressed, I mean,
yeah,
that's
going to catch up with you if you're not careful.
It's just, you're,
yeah,
just fueling the fire, aren't,
and
you?
I think it just affects all aspects of your life. So I noticed that as soon as I started going to the gym, eating well and really changing small things, it had an impact on my work life, my relationships at home with friends, family, partners, and like setting up my own business. I don't think I'd ever would have done that without going to the gym and really like finding a passion for being healthy and like living a healthy lifestyle.
God, I couldn't agree more. I mean, I think anyone who has those days where they eat crap, you'd never feel good for it. You know, it's a split second when that, you know, dirty, yeah, whatever, yeah, it is, yeah, feels great. And it's not, so often it's not worth it. No. Like, and so often you can make something yourself that you're going to enjoy far more and isn't going to leave you with that.
I love the self-loathing
after. Yeah. I love the soft
you can, when you, it's really important to remember that when you take something out of the diet, you've got to replace it with something else. And I'm a big fan of how do you make a healthy version of something?
Yes,
you know, how
definitely.
Do you make a healthy version of a chocolate mousse, for example, or a chocolate cake, or... But we have to remember that it is the 80-20 rule where,
yes,
you know, 80% of the time, obviously feed your body, eat well, sleep well, that kind of thing. But then 20% have that, you know, glass of red wine and that kind of thing. But it's actually quite fun making those swaps. I get excited about creating new foods.
And I do. It's different. And there's so many people that you can follow on social media, for example, yourself, who post stuff that you just wouldn't even think about.
Yeah.
And even like fitness workouts. And there's so much content that you can get nowadays where it will be like the chocolate mousse swap, or you'll be doing a workout that you would never have thought of to do, and then you try it and you really enjoy it, so then it gives you that little bit of, yeah, motivation, and then it just keeps you going, and then it kind of snowballs into the next thing, and it's just that drive that you need to keep, mm, and, yeah, keep the fresh and different content there is.
2 points you made, I so agree. Firstly, on, you know, eating well at home. I love to go out for dinner so much. It's, you know, a real pleasure. I'm sure we're all nodding for, yes, for all of us. But I would just never bother having a takeaway at home. I just don't see the point.
I
although I have discovered that Faux are on delivery now, and they do these amazing hand-cut rolls.
Okay, yes.
Which are healthy and,
ooh,
just...
haven't had one of those.
Oh, they're God.
Is
they
lunchtime
are
soon? Yes.
So good. You know, there's like Vietnamese spring rolls, oh, yeah, that are basically salad with...
But I don't see that as a takeaway.
No, they're pretty healthy, but... Just to me, why would you waste that 20% on a takeaway? I would just far rather cook something at home and then, you know, really enjoy myself when I go out. And the other thing you were saying about exercise and mixing it up and trying something new, that's just so key,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely.
To keep it definitely. Going and not boring the pants off yourself. Yeah. By doing
I mean, before I really got into fitness, I did used to go to the gym every now and again. And I did the same thing every, yeah, time I went. I would go there, I'd go on a running machine, and I'd just run and get bored. The next day I'd think, oh, I have to go to the gym again today. And I just wouldn't want to go. Yeah. The thought of just having to go stand on a running machine again. But back then, you couldn't get content easily online. And I really didn't try anything. I didn't really know any other workouts to do. So I just got bored, so I stopped.
Yeah.
Whereas as soon as you do stuff that you enjoy, I just tried everything.
Yeah.
I tried boxing, Pilates, yoga, weight training, cardio exercises, HIIT. And I just found the stuff that I liked and just went with that.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you do, you just need to do something.
Yeah. And I hope that brings me neatly on, yes, to our 4-week challenge. Well, the idea of the 4-week challenge is that Monday to Friday for 4 weeks, we will be posting an exercise to do, a workout to do that day,
yeah,
as well as something food related, whether it's to cook with salmon tonight or an oily fish, to this weekend make sure you only drink a vodka and soda and don't drink any cocktail, you know?
Yeah.
So, and then there will also be a sort of wellness tip or something to do that is going to be better for your wellness. So it might be like, right, today, don't use social media after 8 p.m. So there'll be 3 things every day: food task, a fitness task, and then a wellness task.
Yes.
I'm going to do this. In fact, we were all getting so excited saying, yeah, we're going to do this. Yeah. This is so cool and it's really achievable. That's what I love about it. And thank you both. I know you put so much time into it, but I love how you've mixed up the workouts. I love that you've put swimming in. We were just talking about swimming actually now, but I'm going to go and I'm going to swim and I never do it. And I am that person who eats the same thing every day, does the same workout too often, actually. So I'm going to really use this as a way of mixing it up. And I'm sure my kind of enthusiasm for it will be even,
yeah,
higher.
Yeah, and I think that's what's really exciting about it, because everybody will have different options to choose from. And there's so much variety in there that it will reach all the different readers.
Yeah.
And even myself, I like to stick to a routine. If I like something, I carry on doing it. But as soon as you have a challenge and you're faced with different opportunities every day, you're like, yeah, I'm going to give that a go.
Yeah.
Variety is the spice of life, isn't,
yes,
it?
Yes.
But I just think it brings things back to basics. It's just very simple actionables that you can take and do every single day,
yeah,
just to become a little bit healthier and kind of be the best version of you.
So Carly, tell us, what does 5 days look like? So as I've said, it's 4 weeks, 5 days. We're hoping that people will sort of have the weekends off.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But, you know, try
enjoy
and
themselves.
Still be a bit healthy and try and move. But the kind of 3 things to do are Monday to Friday. So give us an example of what's in there.
So the week will be split up over a full body on one day, upper body on another day, and then a lower body. So you're working the whole body throughout the week, but right. in different splits.
Okay.
And between that, we'll be fitting in some cardio workouts, which means that you can go swimming, go for a run, go for a nice walk outside. It doesn't have to just be gym-based. So all of the workouts you can do anywhere for any level of fitness.
And I like that. I like that on the cardio day, you know, anyone can do the reps. And on the cardio day, I like that, you know, some people just aren't runners and can't swim for whatever reason. So I really like that you put walking in there. You know, if you're someone who really is getting back into fitness and doesn't have the fitness levels to go for a run, I love that you've put that you can go for a walk.
Yeah, so I really enjoy walking. I'm not really a runner, but if I do go for a run, it's probably about 10, 20 minutes max, whereas I can go and walk for hours.
Yeah.
So anybody that's doing this challenge, if it's the cardio day and it's the day and you choose to walk, you can walk for 20 minutes if that's your fitness level and if that's something that you're pushing yourself towards, whereas somebody else can walk for an hour and that's they're pushing them towards that hour. So depending on what your fitness level is, you can adapt it, and the same as the workouts throughout the week. So if you're doing squats, you can do jumping squats, or to make them easier, you can just do squats. It's going to hit everybody at every fitness level. So the whole objective is that everyone can take part and everyone will be able to achieve something every single day.
So essentially there are 3 days where you're going to be doing reps, so exercises at home anywhere, and then the other 2 days will be cardio days. Great. Rosie, tell us about the food. What sort of things are in there?
I'll give you some sort of examples. So like day one might be make sure that you're eating adequate protein after your workout. Make sure that you're getting like at least 20 grams of protein in 30 minutes after your workout so that you've got that protein to replenish
yourself. I've got to be better at that. You're going to make me better at it. So this is why it's so good, because it teaches you these new habits.
And you know, and then that's followed by like a protein smoothie recipe so you guys can quickly make that with a NutriBullet or whatever.
And you'll be providing the recipe for that.
Exactly. Great. And then like day three might be if you're feeling a bit stressed out this day, maybe you can consider taking some Siberian ginseng. This is a herb that helps the adrenal gland, so that if you're feeling stressed out, it helps to calm you down. And then day five, like let's say it's a Friday evening, it might be instead of having lots of sugary alcoholic drinks, cut that out and swap it for something like a vodka soda, like you were saying. So it's just really simple swaps that people can do and actionables that they can start to implement just to feel a little bit better that day.
I think on a Monday, there's batch cook a load of roasted vegetables for the week.
Yeah. And also there's a one here, try gluten-free today, because gluten is a protein that can be very difficult to break down. So if you've got digestive issues, you're feeling a bit sort of sluggish and tired, eliminate that today and just see how you go. There's like a magnesium day, because 50% of the population are actually deficient in magnesium. So we try to encourage people to eat more kale, more broccoli, more spinach, because these foods have got good levels of magnesium, which is really good for helping you feel calm, and it helps to relax the muscles and that kind of thing. So really simple tips like that.
Amazing, amazing. And I just think it'll make you think of things differently. I think on the magnesium day, it's going to force you to go out and buy an ingredient you don't normally. This isn't about buying 50 new things to your cupboard. There are a few days where you say, have an oily fish tonight, or as you said, try gluten-free, try and add some chrome, something high in chromium, for example.
For the cravings.
So, you know, it's not like you've got to go out and spend a fortune, but it is encouraging you to try some new things. And then, the wellness things are put your phone on Do Not Disturb tonight. This is one of my favourites. Tonight, read 15 pages of a book, not in bed.
Who does that?
Well, I do, but someone I was talking to... Yeah, someone I was talking to was like, they sit on their sofa and read their book at night. So that's so inspiring. A joy. So that's your wellness task for one of the days. I think we've chosen a Tuesday, so people are more likely not to be going out.
One day we said
go for a long walk on your lunch break instead of just sitting down.
So, and they're all manageable tasks.
Yeah. One is book yourself a massage.
Love that one.
Yeah.
But I think there's just things that people would be like, oh yeah, that's a really good idea. Yeah. I haven't tried that before. Yeah. Let's give that a go. Why didn't I think of that? Great, I'll implement that today.
Yeah. Anyway, I am so excited. I'm so thrilled to be doing this with both of you. There's also going to be a list of intentions at the beginning of the month. So try not to eat too much sugar. Try not to. But anyway, that will come out in due course. But yeah, thank you both for coming in. I know you're going to come on the show as well. And we can talk a little bit more and really gee everyone up and get them going. But get prepared if you're listening. This starts on the 1st of July, Monday the 1st of July. And, you know, we are all going to be doing it here at Shared Arcs and hopefully setting some new habits and, you know, trying to be the best, healthiest, fittest version of ourselves. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you.
That's it for this week. If you enjoyed that, then do please rate, review, subscribe, tell your friends, and we will be back next week. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.